Good morning. Thank you for joining me. I am Prophetess Mary Ayodele, and you are listening to Facing the Situation, Building Spiritual Resilience. This is Season 8, Episode 2, and let's open with prayer. Given honor to the Most High, we are thankful for coming together this morning, wherever we are, wherever we may be, in whatever time it is where the listeners are. We are gratitude for facing a wonderful spring equinox and for being together to discuss the principles of spiritual resiliency. Please bless our tongues, minds, hearts, feet, hands, and our full embodiment to radiate peace, joy, serenity, strength, and fortitude, regardless of what we face, now and always, in the name of Yeshua the Christ. Amen. Thank you all so much for joining me. It's great to be back. Today, we're going to talk about what happens when you live your spiritual resilience in the world and when people don't understand it. Now, if many of you have made dietary changes, you would know there's a lot of resources for people who stop eating meat and become vegetarian, or stop being vegetarian and become vegan. And there's a lot of different resources for food changes in people's lives. And of course, for substance abuse changes, when people stop drinking alcohol or smoking marijuana or any other substance that may change their mood, even coffee goes there, right? Or smoking cigarettes. All of those things are mood altering. They contain mood altering substances. Well, the way you behave to build your spiritual resiliency and immune system also is a mood altering substance. It's a mood altering activity, I should say. So what I mean is, where you may have raged or avoided confrontations or whatever behavior you had that led you into a circle of being, of compromising your spiritual immunity. When you start to build your spiritual immunity, you will get sometimes some of the same kind of feedback from people as if you were once a person who owned, you know, a burger restaurant and you stopped eating hamburgers. It's kind of the same in some cases. And most of it is, most people don't understand spiritual resiliency, or some people don't believe that you can build your spiritual immune system. They don't know they have a spiritual immune system. And it's not a concept that many people embrace in the mainstream world. So this is part one of a story about when your kindness is taken for weakness. And this story happened to me, and it was revealed to me that this would be a great case story, a case study and story to bring to this podcast for people who are actively practicing spiritual resilience and find themselves at the crossroads of these kind of situations. So this is the situation. In my workplace, I actively practice and teach mindfulness. Mindfulness is not meditation, but meditation can be mindful. So mindfulness is a practice akin to meditation. It's a way of centering your mind so that you can manage yourself no matter what you're facing. It is similar to meditation. However, the goal is not to tune out your environment. The goal is to manage your mind. Well, it was brought to my attention that some coworkers perceive that practice that I do as being a weakness, and they decided to treat me in a way to exploit what they think is a weakness. So this mindfulness practice teaches that you examine your own motives and your own mind, what's in it, and you become peaceful, understanding that any feelings or experiences you're having are simply passing through your realm of experience. So for example, if you find yourself feeling frustrated, you don't become frustrated. You simply recognize frustration and you let it pass on by, right? And in the middle of the day when you may feel tired or exhausted or, you know, just ready to go home from whatever work activity you're doing, you can practice a mindfulness technique that centers you and refreshes you so that as you face the rest of your work day and you go home to your family, you don't come in exhausted, frustrated, tired, worn out. You come in refreshed and ready to step into the rest of your life. Because the premise that I propose is that whatever you do for money, whatever you do for work, is not your entire life. When you finish doing that, there are people, pets, plants, someone who loves you, and you want to step into a warm embrace of the rest of your life, fully alert and aware, not tired, worn out, angry, frustrated, sleepy, you know, that kind of thing. So this is part one. I want to set the stage for you so you'll understand what we're going to talk about in part two. Part two, we'll discuss what was brought to my attention and how mindfulness was perceived as being a disadvantage in the workplace, that another approach, which would be probably a lot more argumentative and deceitful, was a better approach than practicing mindfulness. And this is crucial to practicing spiritual immunity building. It's one of these things that you may face or have already faced in your practice of building your spiritual immune system in a world which really doesn't want you to have one or know that you have one. So this is Prophetess Mary Ayodele, and if you'd like to send me a prayer request, you may do so by emailing me at prophetessmaryayodele@gmail.com. If you'd like to support this podcast, you may do that by sending a PayPal donation of any amount that you choose to prophetessmaryayodele@gmail.com. Other arrangements for donations can be made if you email me. I appreciate you and thank all of you who support this podcast. The podcast is growing, quietly growing, and doing phenomenal things in the world because of you, your listenership, and your donation. So stay tuned for part two. The verse for this podcast, and actually for this week, will be Matthew 5:5. Matthew 5:5, and I will read that verse to you from the King James Version of the Bible, and it reads, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." That will be the verse that we'll be praying with for the next 6 days. Please join me at sunrise for community prayer. Wherever you are, I'll be praying at sunrise my time. I'm here in Houston, Texas, in the Gulf of Mexico bioregion in the United States of America. You may pray any time of the day. It really helps. Mindful prayer is the way to go. Center yourself, center your mind. Remain connected to the cosmic source of all being, the Most High. Okay? Love you guys. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.